II, the Foxhall peoples. 900,000 years ago, the arts of Andan and Fanta and the culture of Anagar were vanishing from the face of the earth. Culture, religion, and even flintworking were at their lowest ebb. These were the times when large numbers of inferior mongrel groups were arriving in England from southern France. These tribes were so largely mixed with the forest ape-like creatures that they were scarcely human. They had no religion, but were crude flintworkers, and possessed sufficient intelligence to kindle fire. They were followed in Europe by a somewhat superior and prolific people, whose descendants soon spread over the entire continent, from the ice in the north to the Alps and Mediterranean in the south. These tribes are the so-called Heidelberg race. During this long period of cultural decadence, the Foxhall peoples of England and the Baturnan tribes northwest of India continued to hold on to some of the traditions of Andan and certain remnants of the culture of Anagar. The Foxhall peoples were farthest west and succeeded in retaining much of the Andanic culture. They also preserved their knowledge of flintworking, which they transmitted to their descendants, the ancient ancestors of the Eskimos. Though the remains of the Foxhall peoples were the last to be discovered in England, these Andanites were really the first human beings to live in those regions. At that time, the land bridge still connected France with England, and since most of the early settlements of the Andan descendants were located along the rivers and seashores of that early day, they are now under the waters of the English Channel and the North Sea, but some 3 or 4 are still above water on the English coast. Many of the more intelligent and spiritual of the Foxhall peoples maintained their racial superiority and perpetuated their primitive religious customs, and these people, as they were later admixed with subsequent stocks, journeyed on west from England after a later ice visitation, and have survived as the present-day Eskimos.